This is the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Coming up, Montrose School District Public Information Officer Matt Jenkins talks about fighting the pandemic locally. Plus, Democrats name their leaders at the state legislature. First, here's Jody Peterson with headlines.
On Wednesday, Governor Jared Polis provided an update on the latest COVID-19 modeling from the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Polis emphasized three steps to slow the spread of coronavirus. Number one, interact with only those in your household. That means avoiding any social interactions with friends and family outside of our homes through November, while continuing essential activities like work. Number two, keep your distance. We need to do a better job of staying 6 or more feet away from others. And number three, wear a facial covering. The numbers are clear. If you wear a mask, you have a much lower risk of getting or transmitting the virus. Colorado has had three waves of illness, and we are at our highest case count since the beginning of the pandemic. The state is projecting we could surpass our ICU hospital bed capacity in late December. Pola says in the past few weeks it has become painfully apparent that Coloradans have become complacent, and we have to do better. That message is underlined by the fact that rising coronavirus infections have prompted further public health restrictions in Mesa County. The Grand Junction Sentinel reports that the county is moving to level orange, which is high risk in the safer at home phase on the state's COVID-19 dial. In Delta County, the positivity rate of coronavirus is going up. It's currently at 5.03%, but when it hits 5.1%, the county must go to the level 2 safer at home category on the state's COVID-19 dial. For KVNF, this is Jody Peterson.
Democrats at the State House have chosen their leaders for the upcoming 2021 legislative session. They will retain the same 41-24 majority they currently have in the House and now hold a 20-15 lead in the Senate. Republicans have not chosen their leaders yet, but Carbondale-based Republican State Senator Bob Rankin will remain on the Joint Budget Committee. KVNF's Capitol Coverage reporter Scott Franz has more.
Alec Garnett of Denver was elected to serve as the next Democratic Speaker of the House. Garnett just won his fourth term in the legislature and says rebuilding Colorado's economy will be his top priority when lawmakers return in January.
It's up to all of us to ensure that we build back a better, stronger Colorado as we continue to manage the dire effects of this pandemic.
Garnett replaces Speaker Casey Becker of Boulder, who is term limited. Democrats still have the same 17-vote advantage in the House following the election, but they expanded their majority by one vote in the Senate, which will continue to be led by Leroy Garcia of Pueblo. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
Montrose County School District has had close to 15 quarantine events due to COVID-19, but no school has had to close since the start of the school year. MCSD Public Information Officer Matt Jenkins says that success in keeping schools open so far is thanks to their cohort model, narrowing down commingling, reducing the exchange of respiratory droplets on campuses. He's been the point person for the district's transparency efforts. Given that not every school district in our area is handling things the same way, on Friday I asked Jenkins about the thinking behind their communication strategy and how the district's system is working out.
Montrose County School District prioritizes both transparency and privacy. You know, during a global pandemic, it's even more important that our community is informed and has up-to-date information about the health and safety of their children. As such, anytime we have a quarantine event at any campus, we're going to issue a press release explaining the situation. And we have tried to implement mitigation strategies with fidelity throughout all 12 of our schools, and we think we're doing a good job getting the word out that we need to take the novel coronavirus seriously. Some of those mitigation strategies include wearing PPE masks, staying home when you're sick. You know, we do temperature and symptom screening checks whenever staff and students arrive on campus. We track those temperatures and symptoms. And also, you know, encouraging folks to social distance whenever they can and wash their hands often. At the secondary level for grades 6 through 12, we've implemented a hybrid week in which students are learning in person one week and learning from home remotely the next week. That's made it possible for us to lower the capacities and number of folks that are on campus. Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment and the Center for Disease Control indicate that students grades 6 to 12 have higher rates of viral transmission. And so it's that much more important that we're wearing our masks and staying 6 feet apart at the middle and high school level. All of our mitigation strategies are really helping us continue in-person instruction.
On Thursday, Governor Jared Polis and the state epidemiologist said we've surpassed March hospitalization levels and the state is projecting we could surpass our ICU hospital bed capacity in late December. How is Montrose School District doing in terms of the number of cases and the number of outbreaks compared to other similarly sized districts around the state?
Well, generally speaking, our viral rates in terms of school spread are much lower. Like if we're looking at Montrose County, we can stack our school numbers up against Montrose County's numbers and we're doing better. We can definitely stack our numbers up against the state and we're doing better. We think with the fidelity of our mitigation practices, presently school spread is not an issue. Like we're able to hold folks accountable. We're able to tell parents and students, listen, if you're sick, you got to stay home, keep your kids home. We're able to tell our staff members, do not show up to campus if you're symptomatic. We're also able to tell all of our staff and all of our students grade 5 through 12 that you're going to wear a mask whenever you're on campus because we know that's one of the best ways that we can prevent viral spread. Grades pre-K through 4, we strongly encourage mask use. And, you know, preschool and elementary teachers have gotten creative in setting a good standard for using masks, whenever possible. It's tougher for those littles that are preschool kids who are 4 and 5 years old. It's tougher, but, you know, we're working hard to make sure everybody's wearing masks whenever they possibly can.
The governor also said it is painfully apparent that Coloradans have become complacent. Everywhere I go in Montrose, with the exception of natural grocers, I see anti-maskers. It particularly surprises me when I encounter older adults in retail establishments who are categorically at higher risk. What's the message from the perspective of educators about the need to do a better job slowing the spread of this potentially deadly virus? In your opinion, how seriously are Montrose and Olathe families taking this pandemic right now?
Well, what I want to make sure your listeners are hearing and what we definitely want to say loudly to our community, to our school family, to all the individuals in Montrose County, we have got to take this seriously. We have got another hill in front of us to climb. We're approaching the winter months and cold and flu season, and these mitigation practices, taking precautions seriously, that's how we're going to be able to keep schools open. That's how we're going to be able to keep parents able to go to their places of work and not having to stay home with their kids. The way we're going to do that is wearing masks, staying home when you're sick, socially distancing when you can, washing your hands often. If we take this stuff seriously, we won't have to see the massive closures that we saw in March. If we start to waver and we don't redouble our efforts, we could be looking at school closures. So we have to stay home when we're sick. We have to wear our masks. I mean, it's imperative. This is an issue of children's safety, and we care about our kids. We care about our staff, and we definitely want COVID-19 to be contained, to be reduced, and we want to do everything we can to stop viral transmission.
Matt Jenkins, Public Information Officer for Montrose County School District, thank you so much for your transparency efforts and for speaking with KVNF.
Thanks so much, Gavin.
That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Thanks for listening.